on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home, and by Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live. Email questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Paul.
Thank you. Welcome in to another edition of Rick Ensel Live, coming to you from Sam Sports Grill here in the Stones River Mall. We are brought to you, as always, by the good folks at the Ascend Federal Credit Union. We'll be talking with one of their officials later in the show. I hope you have got your handouts and your question cards. If you have any questions for the coach, fill them out on a card, send them up here. We also have our contest for next week on the handout, the bottom left-hand corner, so be sure and fill that out. And we've got some prizes to give away. We've got some smart basketball people in here, Coach.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Some great assistant coaches.
These people follow the Lady Raiders.
Oh, God. It doesn't bother me a bit. I like it that everybody can coach.
And we appreciate everybody's involvement in our little contest, just a little something to bring a little life into the show. And everybody who wins will be qualified for a grand prize at the end of the season.
Well, when your fans are invested in your players and invested in your coaching staff and your recruiting, your games, your tournaments, that's what you want. And that's what we got here. We're very fortunate, very fortunate. Not very proud of all of our fans. We have a lot that come every Monday night. And we've got room for some more. You know, we'll take some more if they want to come.
Make room if we have to.
Huh? Oh yeah, we'll give them another chair or two up here around the radio.
All right. A little bit later on in the show, Senior Aquin Hayes will be joining Tony Stennett. This will be around 6:30 or so. So we want to be sure and be listening for that. Time to take a look at our weekly headlines brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post. Covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town. They're absolutely free. Or you can log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. You can also subscribe by mail, and that is also free. Here's some headlines for you in Lady Raider basketball. The team set the single game record for field goal percentage with 66.7% against Western Kentucky last Thursday night, hitting 26 of 39 shots from the field. In fact, Middle Tennessee at one time connected on 12 consecutive shots during one stretch of the second half. There's a very tight race for the top four seeds in Conference USA with three games left for all 14 teams. The top four seeds receive a first round bye in the conference tournament and are all automatically in the quarterfinals. Rice has one of the top spots, while five teams, including Middle Tennessee, are separated by just two games for the three remaining spots, and all that's going to be decided here in the next couple of weeks.
We could have decided that the last 2 weeks, Dick. You can't, but we didn't. We didn't.
We'll talk about that. Our next home game will be the final home game for our seniors, final game of the season, so make plans to attend senior night. That will be Saturday, March 2nd. The festivities will take place following the game against Florida Atlantic. Saturday, March 2nd, game time is 5 o'clock, and we'll have the senior night festivities after the game. And that's always kind of a mixed feeling, isn't it, Coach?
It is. This group that we got, they're a special group. You brought Lasagna in and Queen, and then you've got Katie, and you've got Jess, you got AJ, you got Joe, and they were a special group when we recruited them, and been a lot of good times with them.
No doubt.
We're still not through, though.
Not through yet. All right, let's go into our contest from last year. We wanted to know.
Last week or last year, Dick?
Last week.
Okay. We're both getting old.
Okay, tell me about it. We wanted to know, question one, who would be the first sub off the bench against Western Kentucky? A lot of y'all were thinking right along with Coach here because we had nine winners, including Curtis Smith, the Beatties, Clyde Phones, Gary Garrett, Al Canterbury, Helen Jennings and Leland and Mary Alice all selected Katie Collier, and that was a pretty logical choice. And we drew a winner out, and Curtis Smith gets the win there.
Okay,
and
good.
I think he's already got his prize. Congratulations, Curtis. The second question was, who would hit the first three-point basket against Marshall? I think your choices were Queen Hayes, Alex Johnson, and Taylor Sutton. And once again, Taylor Sutton did it, and I think this is the third or fourth game in the last five or six that she's hit the first three-point shot. We had six winners, Ron and Linda Cooper, the Beatties, Gary Garrett, and Mary Alice also. And Ron Cooper, his name was picked out of the hat, so he is the winner of that one.
Did he get his prize?
I think he's gotten his prize, hasn't he, Tony?
Not
all. All right, your questions for this coming game against UAB, and we got a couple of fairly easy questions for you, but who knows what's going to happen. Question one, who will lead the Lady Raiders in scoring at UAB? Would it be A, a Queen Hayes, B, Alex Johnson, C, Anna Jones, or D, any other player? Multiple choice, you just circle one. You can do it on your sheet here, or you can put it on a question card. Question two, who will lead the Lady Raiders in rebounding at UAB? One, a Queen Hayes, B, Jess Lauro, C, Jordan Majors, or D, any other player? So, I don't know. I don't know how I would guess that, Coach. I could look back at the other game, but no two games are the same.
No.
So those are your questions for next week, and we'll have the winners for you next Monday night. Well, the Raiders have no games this week during the week, so you gave them off today, and you'll get down to work tomorrow for UAB.
Well, we don't play till Saturday, and so it gives them a chance to catch up on their studies, give them another day to help out on their legs, and then, I saw just about every one of them in the gym sometime today as I was walking through the corridors, but that's good. You know, this was a day off. They can do what they want to, but I'd have been in the gym shooting, I believe, the way we played Saturday. I'd have been shooting some shots, but they were, and we'll get back to work tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into those two ball games last week with the head coach of the Lady Raiders. You're listening to Rick Ensel Live here on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
Lisa, I remember the first time I saw you like it was yesterday, but it's not yesterday, it's today, the day I'm asking you to marry me. So will you? Lisa?
Sorry, I just played Lotto America, and I think I won. What were you saying?
Oh, you know, what's mine is yours and all that jazz.
Right. Maybe if you'd finally pop the question.
Take the plunge and fall in love with Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm agent Deb Ensel, at 931-684-5274.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Meemaw.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Any way you slice it, your game day won't be complete without soft, delicious bunny bread and bunny buns, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics. Whether you're watching with friends, cheering in the stands, or tuning in at home, count on Bunny to help block your hunger and give you energy. So pick up some bunny buns and bunny bread today. It's sure to be a slam dunk.
That's what I said. Bunny bread.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Will Brown.
And I'm Courtney Brown.
And we're the great-grandchildren of Roscoe Brown.
Our third-generation business has been serving folks in Middle Tennessee since 1940.
At Roscoe Brown, you are more than just a ticket number. We live in this community and we care about our neighbors.
Whether you have lived here your whole life or are new to town, your family can trust our family with your heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation needs.
Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Rick Etzel Live, coming to you on a Monday night, brought to you by the Sin Federal Credit Union. And we're going to talk a little bit about something that was good first on our show tonight, right after we tell you that the Tennessee Education Lottery is proud to have raised more than $4.8 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. Coach, Western Kentucky came into our Murphy Center Thursday, and we had not beaten them in a while. And had a good practice going into the game. The kids obviously bought into it, and it was a heck of a game. I mean, it was a 3 or 4 point game all the way through until about the middle of the third quarter.
Well, they've got a good program. They got a good coach, great players, a lot of tradition, legacy, and we got the same thing. We got great players. We got a lot of tradition, and I knew it was going to be a game like that. And you know, it's all of our Western games since I've been here 14 years have been battles there and here.
Yep.
And I don't expect anything any different when we go up there. And that's one of the things that you can respect them for. They do have a passion for women's basketball at Western Kentucky, like we have a passion for women's basketball here at Middle Tennessee State. And you get two programs like that, and you know, that's what it's all about. That's Division I basketball.
It was a very low-scoring game in the first half, although we shot the ball pretty well in the first half. We hit 10 out of
26-25, I think.
26-25 the score, and we had 10 out of 20 in the first half. And who knew what was going to happen in the second half?
Well, we shot the ball extremely well, set a school record. Could have used a few of those shots Saturday. But, you know, we've got that type of team. I've said all along that I thought that when we shoot the ball, we can be in the Sweet 16. And I think we showed that the other night. You know, you got AJ inside, which is a remarkable young lady. She had one turnover Saturday against Marshall. And then what did she have against she had two turnovers in against
Western.
Western. Mm-hmm. So she makes the right read. She puts the ball on the glass. She gets the, you know, all kinds of people open. They're doubling and tripling her, and team player. So, you know, that doesn't surprise me. Then you got Queen Hayes, which can slash. You can come right down the line. Anna Jones, which had a tremendous game, I think 26 points.
Right.
So, you know, I would have thought that we would come out and build on that against Marshall Saturday, but we didn't. But we can't cry over spilled milk. We just got to go back in the gym and go to work and maybe see what we can get going with some of our other players, maybe work on, you know. We don't really know right now what the outcome of Jess is going to be right now. I would say it would be limited, if anything. But, you know, we're not going to push her to get back. You know, we need her during the tournaments, and we got some other young ladies can step up, and we just have to do that.
I thought Jordan Majors may have had her best game of the season against Western. Had came off the bench with 15 points, which was a career high, but 7 rebounds in the short time she was in there. But she did play a lot of minutes because Alex was in foul trouble early in the game.
Alex got 2 quick fouls. We were concerned about that. And then Jordan came in and really did a great job. Posted up. We got her the ball, caught the ball, finished. But they ended up with 7 rebounds for the night. Ended up, she had 1 turnover. So as much as she handled the ball and Alex handled the ball, together they had 3 turnovers. And so I was really, really proud of how Jordan Majors did the other night, but been real proud of how she's played all year for us.
I thought you guys had a great scout on them. They played kind of a zone defense, which was kind of a matchup, wasn't it? And
well, they did several things. They played zone, went man, came back, switched it up, man and zone. So the whole time our guards had to stay in sync with what's going on. And,
right.
You know, we drove the ball, and then they began to drive the ball against us. And so I think they had some breakdowns. We had some breakdowns. It's going to be another battle up there.
Well, and it was such a tightly called ball game. There were a total of 50 fouls called in the game. And the fouls were just about even. They were about as many on one side as it was on the other, and free throws about the same way.
That's what, you know, you look at it as a coach. They're calling it both ways, and they were.
Yep.
You know, we touched them. It was a foul. That's a foul. It's in the rule book. When they touched us, it was a foul. So I didn't hear him say anything, and I didn't say anything out of the way about any of it because we did foul, and they did too, and it was called. Now, Saturday, you had a different call game, but, you know, you got to learn to adapt to what's being called.
You're right about that. It was altogether different on Saturday in the in the game against Old Dominion, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But we've got to go back to Western now, and that'll be our last regular season game.
Last regular season game on a Thursday night.
Thursday night,
yeah.
Right.
And, you know, we put ourselves in this situation. We got to win 2 of the 3 games or all 3 of the games, and then we will win one of the top 4 byes. If we don't, we've lost the tiebreaker right now with – Marshall, and also with Old Dominion. So we played hard all year to put ourselves in a position where we could dictate what goes on, and we lost that. Now we got to go back out, and we got to gut it up and go right back to work.
Very few teams we played twice during the season, Western and UAB being 2, and we've already beaten them at home. So now we've got to prove ourselves and beat them on the road.
No one has the schedule that we've got. I mean, in the conference, we're playing Western twice. We're playing UAB twice. And, you know, it's just tough. I mean, you know, they're 2 of the top 5 teams in the conference. And you need to throw Rice and ODU in there. And you know, you've still got La Tech. And you still got Southern Miss. I mean, We've played a pretty tough schedule in the conference this year.
We have. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back to talk about that Saturday game with Marshall. That'll be coming up next as you listen to Rick Ensel live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
I was looking for a bank that's big enough to have everything I need, but small enough to treat me like family. Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend isn't a bank. We're a member-owned credit union. And right now, when you open a checking account, we'll give you up to $200. Visit our website or any of our Middle Tennessee locations to get started. Restrictions apply. Complete details at ascendfcu.org. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is a place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from the Murphy Center at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com. That's mtsugear.com, or behind Section O on game days.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit LeeCompany.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Welcome back to Smooth 92.2. I'm Dr. Love, and I want to hear the secret to your romantic success. We've got Brian on the line. Bry guy, what'd you do?
Well, I wanted to spice things up, so I surprised my wife with instant games from the Tennessee Lottery.
Oh, and did those work, Brian?
You know they did, Dr. Love.
It doesn't take a relationship expert to know you can't go wrong with February instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back into Rick Ensel Live from Sam's Sports Grill here on a Monday night, brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. A little bit later on, right around the half hour, we're going to be talking with one of their officials and find out a little bit more about our good sponsor.
Sam does a good job for us.
They really do, and we will we appreciate everything that they do.
Absolutely.
Another one of our good sponsors, the Lee Company, and you can get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 867-1000 or online at leecompany.com. Well, we gave them the good news, Coach, and now we'll talk about the Saturday game with Marshall.
Well, it's not bad news, Dick. I mean, we're very blessed. We just didn't have a good game. We got to come back and throw that away and start looking at what we can get done.
This was another game that was a very low-scoring game in the first half, and it kind of continued that trend in the second half.
Well, we just didn't, you know, if we had knocked down our shots, you know, we had 51 shots, so they're 39. We out-rebounded them 33-25. We had four turnovers. They had 13. We won just about every category except the score. They had a couple of young ladies that just were not going to be denied. We got some great shots. You know, when you three of your best shooters go 2 of 24, it's hard to win games. And I would let them shoot all of those shots that they shot the other night again. Would not take the ball out of their hands. I'd give them those same shots Saturday against UAB, and I will. But it's just one of those nights. You know, we had one of the best nights we've ever had. We turn around and have one of the worst nights we've ever had. That's basketball, and that's why you play the game.
That's right. And
you know, you look at what happened after our game Saturday night. Number one team in the nation goes in, plays Kentucky, and gets drilled.
Yep.
You know, that's why you play the game.
And that's why basketball – averages are so big in basketball. Everything averages out. So we shoot 70% one night, 30% the night. That averages 50%, but we just win one of those games.
Well, an average is the worst of the best and best of the worst.
Yep.
You know, so you just got to – you got to go play. I didn't think that we started out. I thought – and you do this a lot with Pink Night. I've been doing this now for 14 years, and I did it back at Shelbyville, and – They're distracted. They have their minds on taking pictures, and they have their minds on this. And we just didn't come out as focused as we were against Western Kentucky. And we missed a few shots early, and then we fell into that trap where you missed some layups, and you missed them wide open. You missed a few free throws. Two of our best free throw shooters missed some free throws.
Yep.
And that stuff sets in your mind. You know, basketball is a mental game. And that night it set in our mind. Evidently the rim got a little smaller, and our arms got a little tighter, and we just didn't shoot the ball as well as we need to shoot it.
I heard of a high school coach who one time would take lard and grease the rim of the goal that his opponents are going to be shooting on in the first half, and then at halftime they'd send a guy out with a ladder and make out like he was fixing the
nets.
He'd get all that lard off. And
I never heard of that, Dick.
You never thought of doing that?
No, I'm not one of these guys that gets overly concerned about the rims or the lights. You know, I let's go play the game.
But that ball seemed like it was just spinning in the rim and coming out about half
the
time.
We had three threes that was in the rim.
Yeah.
It was in. I mean, it was rattling, and then they popped. Any one of those threes, it kind of sets a tempo. Then we got a four-point lead or a five-point lead and gave up two threes.
Yep, that's true.
So, you know, we were our worst enemy.
You know, we won a lot of categories. We didn't win the game. We won points in the paint. We won points off turnovers. We won second-chance points. Had only four turnovers in the game. When did we have a game with just four turnovers?
Well, I think the last game I had was maybe a high school program that I had, Shelbyville, that had four turnovers, I think, in a game here at the state tournament one time.
But here, you look, we only had three assists on 16 goals.
We shared the ball. We just didn't knock down shots.
Yeah.
You take those other – what you've got is another 14 shots that we missed out on. And we 16 of 51. That's 31.4. You know, you knock down those shots, you get more assists.
Well, it was a 59-53 win for Marshall on the road. That was a big win for them because it kept them in contention.
I really thought that their players played hard. They played tough. They knocked down shots. They knocked down free throws. They made big plays. They were 11 of 12 by free throw line. I told their coach they did a good job. He did a good job. He had his team prepared, and they came in and they did what they had to do to win a big game and a hard place to win. And that was the first time Marshall had ever beaten us.
Correct.
So, you know, you take your hat off to them. You hate to lose the game, but, again, you got to appreciate what the other guy did.
Our show brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union of Blue Raider Athletics. And we have on the line Matt Jernigan, who is the executive vice president of the Ascend Federal Credit Union. And, Matt, welcome back into the show. Well, good, yeah. And we don't have our echo tonight.
I know.
Coach.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I don't know how we're going to conduct this without our echo. But here it is, the 18th of February, and your scholarship program ends on March the 1st, so it's about time to get it in gear, isn't it? I am wondering, and I don't think I've asked you this maybe on previous programs, but who is actually eligible for that to be in contention for one of those scholarships? Is it high school seniors, or is it college people who are already in college, or how does that work?
Six to incoming freshmen, and then also six to what we call non-traditional students. So they can be those that are already enrolled in college or already in a program. So that's how we split that up. So it does not have to be incoming freshmen.
Okay. So all of the all the rules and regulations they can find on your website, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what makes Ascend Federal Credit Union different than a bank? And that's one of your big talking points on your commercials I've seen on TV. You are not a bank.
Yes, we have the tagline, banking without the bank. And a few things that make us different One, I think sometimes it gets mischaracterized that credit unions are small and they don't offer the same services and branches as banks. We have 25 Middle Tennessee locations, three there in Murfreesboro, and then also technology. Sometimes that's seen as a shortcoming, but we have all the latest online banking, the mobile app that's very highly rated in the App Store. So, you know, it is banking without the bank. It's the banking services that you're used to without the the bank treatment sometimes, and the ownership, the member ownership that comes with being part of a credit union.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And, folks, if you haven't given Ascend a chance, why don't you contact them and set something up? I've been with them a long time, and they've always treated me just fine. Matt, we'd like to thank you for joining us.
The opportunity to be with you.
Hey, Matt, right. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Matt Jernigan, who's Executive Vice President of the Ascend Federal Credit Union.
They do a great job.
We've got a player coming up next. Tony will be in with Aquin Hayes, our senior from Horn Lake, Mississippi, and that'll be coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to Rick Hensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interest at heart.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need. Checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it, no matter where you are or what you're up to. Whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
Welcome back into Rick Ensel Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall in Murfreesboro and Learfield IMG College. This week's guest now is Aquin Hayes, a senior from Horn Lake, Mississippi. And first of all, Aquin, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you, and I know our fans are looking forward to hearing a little bit from you. They've heard about you all year, and of course,
our opponents have heard from you all year, and what a great feeling that has been. But first of all, do you have anybody out there watching or any shout-outs you'd like to give?
My mom watching on Facebook Live. Hey, Mama. That's about it.
Well, your mom, obviously a big part of your support group. And, you know, let's just talk about her just a little bit here. You know, obviously started your career at Ole Miss, then went to Eastern Kentucky. I think hardly ever missed a game in Richmond, Kentucky, and has hardly missed any of your games here in Murfreesboro. But how important is that to look up and know your mom is always there for you?
My mom is my biggest supporter. She always likes to say she's my worst critic, but she's my number one fan. So seeing her up in the stands every game, just it helps me. I know when she's not up there, I know she's there in the heart, so I still try and play for her. But it's great having the support to where she's always at every home game. She makes sure to be at every home game. You know, like you said, when I was at Ole Miss, she was there. Even Eastern Kentucky, she would drive 6 hours just to come sit in the home stands and be there for me, and it's just a great feeling.
Well, I know it's certainly been a great feeling for Lady Raider fans to see you out on the court this season. And A-Queen, the only player in Conference USA to lead her team in scoring, rebounding, and assist, and one of only a handful in the nation to be able to say that. So talk a little bit about your well-rounded game. And, you know, it's not just scoring or just rebounding. It's a little bit of both of those, plus also distributing the ball. You get a lot of other teammates involved.
Yeah, I always try not to overthink the game too much. Coach say he loves saying play your role, and for me that's all I try and do, play the best role I can, whether it's rebounding or whether it's on offense or defense.
Well, you know, watching you play out there, A-Queen, it seems that you truly love playing and competing. You know, always seem to have a smile on your face, and you seem to bring that approach whether it's practice or the game. So just talk a little bit about that and your approach to basketball and just how much fun it seems to be for you.
Oh, basketball is everything for me. Basketball has always been a stress reliever for me. So anytime I'm feeling down, I know when I go to the court, it washes all that away. So basketball is what makes me happy.
Well, let's look at, you know, one thing our fans know you have scored over 1,000 points in your career. Over 400 of those have been scored at Middle Tennessee this season. So over a third of your college scoring has come here at MTSU. So when you talk a little bit about that, also talk about, you know, the fact that you've done it at three different schools. You know, some people may think that's easier. I would think it's harder because you're having to adjust to, you know, different styles of play, different styles of coaching.
Okay. It's always hard adjusting, but I always try and, like I said, play my role no matter where I'm at. I'm up for the challenge regardless. So if that's to go in and try and score offensively or play defense, then that's what I'm going to do. It is hard going to different environments, but I'm comfortable here.
Having a few technical difficulties here. There we go, A-Queen. But we're still on, so, you know, can't worry about the Facebook Live portion. But we're going live here with what we're doing. And let's talk a little bit about when you first got here. You came in this summer, I think June is when you visited, you know, and was here in July. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's on. Just a little bit of time to adjust to your teammates, new coaches, new way of doing things. Talk about that transition and how hard that may have been or how easy you made it look.
The transition, it was fast. It was, like you said, I came on my visit, I signed and committed just right then and there, and I think I came back about 2 weeks later ready for practice. And my teammates, they was always there for me. My teammates got more confidence in me than I have in myself. They've always been there for me and help me no matter if it's on the offensive end or defensive end or even if it's just a personal problem. I know that my teammates is always going to be there for me, and that's what helped. Here at Middle Tennessee, we're a family, and I was just telling somebody out of the three colleges that I've been to, this is the biggest family-based school that I've been a part of, and I just love it. I love the support. I love just everything about being here.
Well, and I know that certainly has to help, like you said, when you're making that adjustment, or, you know, kind of it's new. And I'm sure when you came in, you know, there was the unknown of how will these, you know, players accept me. But one thing you didn't have to worry about was Coach Matt Ensel, who you started a relationship with long ago there, actually before Ole Miss, then signed at Ole Miss. And, you know, I think what's really important about that relationship, A-Queen, is, you know, I'm sure 3 years ago Matt would have expected to still be at Ole Miss today, yet his relationship with you never changed. Even when you were not playing for him, that was always there, wasn't it? I mean, talk a little bit about that and how, even though you probably didn't expect to end up being back with him, he was still a very important part of your life and your career.
Yes, sir. Coach Matt has always had faith in me. Even before signing to Ole Miss, it was a lot of people that said I couldn't do it, and he contacted me and called me every day. He was with me when I was working at Pizza Hut and working at Wendy's flipping burgers. He would call me every night and ask me how I'm doing. He would just check on me, and that's just showing love as a coach. It's just he wasn't always asking about basketball. He was just asking about me personally, and that made it an easier process to go there for school. And even once I left, he was always there for me. I could always call on him and reach out to him and know that he would be there and have my back. So making the transition to come here, it was a no-brainer. All right.
Well, and, you know, I didn't know you had worked there some at, like I said, Pizza Hut. Where was the other? Wendy's. So, boy, I bet those were some really good deliveries. Oh. Good, great customer service, fast food. So you're fast, you're friendly. So I would imagine those were really good experiences.
Yeah, free food. That was the best. Free food.
Shoot, I could go for that too. In wrapping up here, A-Queen, just talk a little bit about your year here. You know, some people get 2 years, some people get four. In your case, you get one, and you're the first graduate transfer ever to play for Coach Ensel. So you kind of got that under your belt, and you know, been a lot of a really part of some big things this year. The 900th win, Coach Ensel's all-time, you know, record win, and then just what you've done individually. But what's the year meant to you?
And I just want to thank Coach Ensel for bringing me in. Thank Coach Ensel for having faith in me. As like you said, I'm the first fifth year, and I just want to thank him for having faith to know, like, I could do it. Being here, ever since I got here, he's tough on me at days, but it's all out of love. On and off the court, I already know that not only Coach Ensel, but Coach Matt, I know all the coaches will be around, have support for me, as well as my teammates. Not only can I just go to my teammates, but I can go to my coaches as well.
Well, A-Queen, you know, down to just a couple weeks, and I know you want to make those count. And, you know, it doesn't have to end in 2 weeks. You can play up to three or four more weeks even after that with a good conference tournament and postseason. So hopefully we'll see many games out of you, but I know our fans have enjoyed watching you play and compete this season.
Thank you. I've enjoyed being here. Like you said, I'm hoping that we go past those 2 weeks. I can see us getting the ring. We just got to work for it. Come ready Saturday to play and just keep going from there, keep growing from there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is senior guard A-Queen Hayes out of Horn Lake, Mississippi, our guest tonight on Rick Ensel Live. We're going to take this break, and when we come back, more of Rick Ensel Live from Litterfield IMG College.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
I'm Will Brown, the great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. In working at Roscoe Brown, I've seen firsthand what my great-grandfather started in 1940, and that same work ethic and quality to detail still stands today. We take great pride in providing excellent customer service. Roscoe Brown sets the gold standard for the industry. We know there are many options when it comes to choosing heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation. Call us today. You'll be glad you did.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Hi, I'm Courtney Brown, great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Did you know that your heating and cooling equipment works hard for you every day, and like any mechanical equipment, it is recommended to have a checkup twice a year? These checkups improve efficiency, extend its life, and help avoid costly repairs. Before the weather sneaks up on you, call us today, 888-MY-ROSCOE. Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back into Rick Ensel Live on this Monday night from Sam Sports Grill here in Stone River Plaza, as Middle Tennessee basketball is kind of coming down the stretch run, Coach. We've got three games left, only one at home, and this week in the conference is kind of rivals week, or you kind of most teams are playing their travel partner. We are, of course, playing UAB for the second time.
Right, and it's a big game. Big game for them, big game for us. They're still trying to get one of the top four seeds. We're still trying to get one of the top four seeds. So you can expect that 2 o'clock Saturday, it's going to be after it.
Rice leading the league at 13-0, and I think they've already wrapped up probably
at
least a share of the title.
They have.
Middle Tennessee is 10-3 in second place. UAB and Marshall are tied for third at 9-4. Then you've got Western and Old Dominion right around the corner.
Well, if you look, you got Middle, you got UAB, you got Rice, Marshall, Western, Old Dominion. But let me tell you something. You got North Texas, Southern Miss, La Tech, and Charlotte, which I think are as good as anybody all the way up to Rice. So, That's our conference. You're going to have to play somebody the first day of the tournament.
That's good.
Wherever you're at.
Yeah.
You're going to have to play somebody. You're not going to be able to walk in there and get a gimme. Rice is not going to be able to get a gimme. When they play, they're going to play a team that's already won a game, and they're going to play a team that's played them close, probably at their place. So, that's the way it should be. I wouldn't predict right now who's going to win the conference. I'll be honest with you.
That would be a tough call to make.
I think you've got about 8 or 9 good teams there, and I think what team is playing the best 3 weeks from now will be the team that wins the conference.
Now, there'll be how many? 2 teams left out? Is that the way it?
Well, you got 14 teams. They're only going to take
12. Yeah,
so right now it looks like FIU might be one of those, and then you still got UTEP, Florida Atlantic, or San Antonio and Florida Atlantic playing. It looks like UTEP's got 3 – depending on how they've done against Florida Atlantic and San Antonio, will probably come down to that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of games that mean a lot to a lot of teams this week.
Well, everybody's playing for something.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, you go back, Old Dominion is playing Charlotte again. And they had a five-point game, I think, Saturday.
Correct.
And then you've got Southern Miss and La Tech, I think, might be playing. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that is at Hattiesburg.
And you got North Texas and Rice playing. They've had the last four or five times they played, it's been two or three overtimes.
And that's at the Pit in North Texas.
In North Texas.
Yep.
And then you got Marshall and Western Kentucky playing. That's a big game for both.
That'll be in Huntington, yeah.
And that's at Marshall. Yep. So, you know, Marshall beats Western Kentucky, that puts them right in the thick of things.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So Western can't afford to lose another game. They're 8-5, and they still got us coming to their place. And with a loss to Marshall, that puts them 8-6. So, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough week.
Going to be a dogfight, no doubt about that.
For everybody.
That's what really stirs the fans' interest this time of year, March Madness and all that.
That's right. That's right. And our fans are going to be able to see a great tournament. A great tournament. Every game's going to be a tough game. It wouldn't surprise me every game being a five to six-point basketball game.
Now, they can go ahead and get tickets for the tournament.
Absolutely.
Now, can't they, to our ticket
Call our
office?
Ticket office, and you know, James will take care of you, and it won't be a problem.
Okay. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, we'll be wrapping things up with Coach Rick Ensel as you listen to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm loving this coffee. And while I'm enjoying every sip, I can save tons by downloading digital coupons at Kroger.com. I can even get a digital coupon for a free product every Friday. And every day I can choose from over $400 in digital coupons. So I'm in.
Sign up for your free account and start saving more today at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide health care as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Looking for a way to take your brand to the next level? Let RJ Young's outsourced print and promotional services help you leave your mark on the world. Our products aim to have you make a bold and lasting impression. We offer fast, high-quality print services to fit any budget. Our team of specialists offer step-by-step assistance throughout the entire process for a customized and personal approach to printing. Order now and receive 10% off your first order. Visit rjyoung.com/print today.
And welcome back in for the final time to Rick Ensel Live here on a Monday night, brought to you by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. Coach, I did a little study this afternoon and copied the top 25 teams in women's basketball in this week's Associated Press poll. How many of those teams in the top 25 would you guess that we had played since you've been here? Not that they were in the top 25 when we played them, but how many of those would you guess?
I have no idea, Dick.
No fewer than 11 teams in this week's top 25 have the Blue Raiders played since you have been here in your 14th year. And in the win column, five wins over teams that are now in the top 25. that just goes to show what kind of program we have here.
Well, what we've got to do is we've got to get our program. We've got to get our program where we're ranked in the top 25 consistently. And we all you got to have to do is have one breakthrough year and then follow it up, and then that's going to take place. And we've been ranked before, but we haven't consistently been ranked.
Right. Number two, Louisville. We've got a win over Louisville.
Right.
Remember that? Freedom
right.
Hall.
Yeah. Anne-Marie Lanning, Jackie Pickle, Alicia Clark, Chelsea Lyman's, Brandy Brown. How could I forget? We hit 21 threes.
It was raining threes that night in Freedom Hall. Number five, Mississippi State. We've got a win over Mississippi State. That was in the Florida tournament.
They were 14-0 when we played them. We beat them 30.
Right. Number seven, Maryland. We haven't beaten Maryland, but we played them down to the wire.
We got cheated. That's when Darren was on Maryland staff. We got cheated. Ashley Newman slid in under Chelsea. They called it a charge, and it was a block from anywhere in America 100 times.
Number nine, Oregon State. Played them in the NCAA tournament out in Seattle, Washington.
Had a great guard. She's playing in the pros right now for L.A.
She was tough. Number 13, Gonzaga. Beat them in the NCAA tournament.
Beat them pretty handily.
Right. Number 14, Iowa. Had a tough game with them.
Got beat in overtime.
Yeah. WNIT.
If we step out and make a switch, game's over and we win. We had one person in the gym that night from Middle Tennessee besides our players and coaches and managers, and that's Nick Rowe. Nick Rowe was sitting on the bench, sitting right behind the bench, and I told him he could sit there. He just couldn't coach.
Number 17 in the top 25 this week, Kentucky. I think we got a couple over Kentucky.
We have, and we've had some overtime games with them. Yeah, it's been a great series. Matthew does a great job.
Number 19, Arizona State. We've played them home and home.
Should have beat them, you know. Should have beat them. We had a chance. We had left one of our players at home that would have made a big difference, but I think we got beat. The last time we played them out there was 11, wasn't it?
Right. Number 20, Miami.
Beat them twice.
Beat them twice.
Yeah.
Beat them once at their place, once at our place.
Right. Beat them on the last second shot. Bria Edwards hit a three.
Number 21.
Shanice threw it to the dead, threw it from the left elbow all the way to the right corner.
Number 21, Florida State. Met them in the NCAA.
I thought AJ had one of her better games of her career against them.
Number 24, Michigan State. Who can forget that one?
Oh, God. Led them for what, 39 minutes and 45 seconds.
NCAA.
Yeah.
So, again, those are the top 25 teams this week in the country, but we've played 11 of them sometime in the past and won some games, too.
Well, if you don't play them, you can't beat them. And, you know, we're going to play the toughest schedule. We've got a tough schedule lined up next year, a great schedule for our fans. So, you know, I told Matt today, I said, let's don't overload ourselves.
So he's putting those games in there. Do you have to approve them all?
Well, I don't care who we play as long as they'll come back here and play
us
in Middle Tennessee.
Right. Just a good home and home.
But I don't want to play everybody in America. In 1 year.
I got you there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Coach, been another good show tonight. We will have Chip and Coach McDevitt.
We want to thank Chip. He got us back on.
He did. The speakers kind of went out in here for a little bit. I think I've told a lot of folks, but these two shows tonight will be rebroadcast on WGNS Wednesday night from 6 to 8. So if you missed anything tonight, just tune in Wednesday night and you can hear them. Now, that's going to wrap it up, Coach. And
great job, Dick. Great job.
Looking forward to Saturday night Saturday afternoon against UAB. That's a 2 o'clock game in Birmingham. For Coach Rick Ensel, this is Dick Palmer. Thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Also brought to you in part by Lewis Bakeries, bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads.